Hi there, Sage Candy of VO2 Max Productions here with another training talk. Today we're going to talk about the mental side of running, and I want to thank Zach Smith for submitting this comment, and thank you all the people that contributed comments and all the people that voted. This has actually had the overwhelming majority of thumbs up on this, which really helps me because then I know which topic to pick, and I think this is a really interesting and really important topic. So thanks again for all the comments. Keep them coming for this video and for next week's Training Talk Thursday. Again, I apologize for getting this video out a bit late. I had a lot of time constraints this week, but I will promise you that in the future sometime, I will do another fancy musical intro to one of these training talks, because however boring those may be, I get a kick out of it, and I really have fun dabbling, brushing the dust off of my bass and my guitar, and just dabbling with that. It's really fun for me to do, so that's why those are thrown into other training talks, but stay tuned for the future for those and keep the comments coming. So the mental side of running, I think, is a really important topic, and I'm actually working on a project that's gonna be available in the next couple months coming up here that kind of addresses this whole topic, basically how to improve your mental game, because distance running is a really mental sport, especially as you go into the longer ultras, and with pacing yourself, there's a physical side of things, but also a very mental side of things. And obviously those two realms kind of overlap. So this project I'm working on, I'm really excited about, and stay tuned for that for sure. I think it's really gonna help people go through the strategies that I'm about to discuss. And Zach brought up a really good question, you know, how to overcome obstacles that you face, maybe the motivation to get out and run, to train if it's raining outside, or you're just tired from work, or you know, just motivation to train through a hard workout or go out and run, as well as overcoming discomfort from doing a hard workout or a race. Not gonna lie to you, distance running is a really tough sport. It's really painful. And you know, whether you're racing 800 meters or a half mile all out, or you're doing a 100 mile ultra marathon race, it's gonna be really painful if you push yourself to your limit and try to realize your potential. And you know, I've run every race from 800 to 100K at this time, and you know, it always hurts. There's always pain, even if you're in super good shape. If you're pushing yourself to your limit, you're gonna have to go into the dark depths of the pain cave. You're gonna have to experience the hurt locker. And sometimes, you know, if you're having a bad day, that happens earlier in the race or workout, and sometimes it happens a little bit later. But needless to say, I will assure you that it always happens to me. At least that's the way I felt. So how do you overcome the pain, the fatigue? How do you motivate yourself to go out and do a hard workout? And so I think with this, it is really important to have an individualized strategy, because you want to address your own individual needs and habits. But at the same time, there's also been a lot of scientific data showing some common strategies of the mind-body connection and how powerful your mind is in actually allowing you to perform or get the most out of your body, because you have your mental side of things and you have your physical, you know, the fatigue, the lactic acid, the glycogen depletion, your body's screaming at you to stop and slow down. But at the same time, if you have a really strong willpower, really strong self-discipline, you try to override that with your mind. And that's kind of the goal of what this video is going to be about, and what I think is actually a huge determinant in your success in distance running. And I know going back in my running, it always has been. It's a real mental game. And there's definitely a lot of evidence showing that the mental side of running is very important, and it will affect your performance quite a bit. So what can you do? Well, the first thing I'd do is look back and say, you know, what's going to motivate you intrinsically? What were the internal motivators? And for me, I know going back, even before I was a professional runner, you know, there's things like, oh, I want to, you know, impress my friends, or I want to do this for my family, or I want to, you know, do this to get an award, to get a prize, to win my age group. But ultimately, I mean, now I compete even for prize money, and that is kind of a motivator sometimes, but ultimately the main intrinsic motivator is finding self-improvement in yourself. And that really should be the overwhelming drive, is what can I do to improve myself? Not just to compare to others. Like, it's nice to win races, it's nice to win your age group, it's nice to qualify for the Boston Marathon, but really it's really satisfying to run a personal best, or to overcome those demons or those you know, voices inside your head that say, hey, you can't do this, or, you know, you're not cut out for this, or, you know, maybe I should slow down. And overcoming that, I think, allows for real self-improvement and self-growth. And I think that's the real key to long-term happiness in the sport, and long-term motivators, and finding inspiration and through your own performances, but running for the right reasons and running hard for the right reasons. And, you know, if you want to go out there and have a fun time, that's also a great reason to race and challenge yourself, or to try to run a farther distance than you've ever covered before, or complete a certain type of course, whether it's a half marathon or a marathon or a ultra marathon race. These are really admirable goals that keep you focused throughout your whole training process, and will keep you focused when you get to that point in the race, because you will get to that point in the race where you want to slow down or you want to quit. As a personal story, like, every race, every single race that I've done, there's been a point where I will ask myself, why am I doing this? Why can't I just drop out? Maybe I should drop out. Or at least, you know, you should really slow down. This hurts, this sucks, I'm in a lot of pain. And you have to have a flip a switch in your mind that overrides that. And you really, I've been able to, over the years, it's become a little bit more automatic, but it's still is a struggle, and still something that I always work through with any race or hard workout. And another story is, even today, I had on my schedule I was going to do 2x3 miles on the road, go out to Marshall Road here in Boulder, and try to roll at a pretty high intensity, high lactate threshold type of workout. And I just really wasn't feeling it. I was dreading it. I didn't want to go out. It was raining and cold today. I didn't feel good. I hadn't been sleeping enough. So, you know, I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll go up Mount St. Edas and Flagstaff, and I'll try to run those uphills just at a steady pace, just kind of do it hard. And I used actually the Strava segment records on there. If you know Strava, it's a social media platform for athletes to track their training through GPS. And there's all these course records you could get on these hill climbs. And I actually used that as my main motivation, which is kind of an external motivator, but I also knew that I could compare that segment to previous efforts, and I could compare it in the future now to myself, racing myself, trying to get a personal best, or at least getting a relative intensity of my training for that particular workout. And you could do this with races as well. And I found that that actually motivated me to really get out the door, and I was really fired up. So it's really just changing your mindset into thinking, I'm not going to dread this workout, I'm not going to dread the race, I'm going to try to embrace the pain and get the most out of myself, because this is what I am capable of doing. So it's really a change in perception, it's really a change in mindset. And as I say, you know, perception is everything. And if you perceive that you're dying and you're feeling really bad, it's going to physically actually make you feel worse at the end of a hard workout race. Whereas if you actually visualize and envision that you're a strong runner, and that you've trained well, and that you're doing all the right things, you could actually physically make your leg muscles and your breathing actually more relaxed, and you could feel better. And I've seen this even with my heart rate. If you really concentrate on your heart rate and trying to lower it during an easy run, you could actually physically make it change and go down. And you could do this with a lot of other aspects of your life, mental training through meditation, or other mental strategies that could decrease your stress, improve your quality of life. And that's beyond the scope of this talk, obviously, and something that I think is really interesting and we could maybe delve into in the future. But to wrap this up, I'll give you some basic strategies that I found that have worked well for me, applying the mental mindset to my running to improve my performance. And one of the things you could do, besides shifting your perception, as I mentioned earlier, you know, being more positive obviously helps, is to do positive affirmations. And actually, I did this in high school before my best race of my whole life. It was a 5K cross-country race my senior year. And I had these little cards, and I wrote positive affirmations on them. And I put these cards, these positive affirmations, all over the house. I put them on top of the toilet, I put them in my mirror, I put them by my bathroom sink, I put them on the kitchen table where I eat, I put them in cupboards, I put them in my clothes dresser, and they'd say things like, I'm really strong in the last mile of my 5K race, or I'm really great at pacing my runs, my races, or I'm a really strong uphill runner. And so just seeing all those things multiple times each day, week after week, day after day, kind of is a positive reinforcement in your mind and can be really effective. And it's something you want to even repeat to yourself out loud. People have found that's really helpful in actually truly believing in these things. And you want to make them attainable. Like, obviously, if I'm a horrible downhill runner, and I'm not going to write that, I'm going to focus on my strengths and I'm going to try to capitalize on my strengths. And you have to really try to buy into it and believe in it. And so at the end, you're not really buying into it. You actually truly believe it. And that's a trait that you possess and could physically capitalize on. And so positive affirmations, big one. And there's a lot more in depth that you could go in. I'm just really scratching the surface here. And then the other big thing that I did was a visualization. And I'd always do this maybe during the day. You shut your eyes and visualize your ideal race, or a moment in a race where you're doing really well and you're feeling really good. And I do this at night before I went to bed as well, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And I try to visualize everything I possibly could into this race. And I did know the course, so it was a huge advantage to have that visual image of what the course was like. It was a 5K cross country course, and I knew where the mile markers were. I knew what shoes I was gonna wear. I visualized that it would be a nice crisp fall day at the end of cross country season. I visualized my teammates there. I visualized the competition, and I visualized just going out there and running the best race of my life. And I did that every night. And sometimes you start focusing on bad things, you gotta flip that around and focus on the positive. And I did this for weeks and weeks and months leading into my race. And in that race, I probably ran the best race of my life, to date still. And it was amazing because I actually didn't feel as much physical pain as I usually feel during a race. And I don't know if it was because of these mental techniques, but I'm starting to think that maybe it was. I was also in really good shape. I was training really well, eating really well, sleeping really well. And so yeah, I wasn't feeling as much pain as I usually feel. And it was more like I was just limited by my body's structural capacity to run. And I didn't notice, I was nervous, I'm always nervous, but I think that's good energy to pull into your race. And since I'd visualized, I'd gone through the motions, biomechanically I was there. There's a neuromuscular pathway connection between your brain and your legs and your whole body. And that was really dialed in on that day. And I think those mental strategies really did pay off. And it's something that I'd probably should look into even more. And as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of research out there that I haven't even scratched the surface on. But I encourage you to change your mindset when you're running and to approach races with the idea that you're trying to get the most out of yourself, whatever your goals may be. And if they're extrinsic goals, if it's for the prize money, if it's for trying to impress other people, they're not as powerful motivators as the intrinsic goals, where you're going for self-improvement, you're going for that sense of adventure, that sense of flow, of finding out about yourself and how disciplined you could be at overcoming things. And so, you know, whatever it takes to motivate you to get out the door, that builds a lot of mental strength, and it builds into your habits, your routine. If you make it a routine to regularly train and get out there no matter what the weather is, it's going to be easier to do it. And it's going to take time. It's obviously easier said than done. But some of these strategies, I think, can help you a lot. And so that's kind of what I've been dealing with. And stay tuned for this project that I'm going to launch, or that I'm helping out launch, I should say. It's not mine. But I'm going to help spread the word about it. And it should be coming out within several months. So stay tuned for that. I think it's going to help a lot of people. And thanks again for all the comments and all the votes on the Training Talk Thursdays. I want to keep the momentum going with this, and so feel free to submit your topic below and vote for next week's Training Talk. And stay tuned for more VO2 Max Productions. Cheers.